Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joel Ripple has worked at the Star Tribune for a long, long time and worked with Sid for a long time. Joel, you haven't been at the Star Tribune as long as Sid was, but you've been there a while, haven't you?
I have. You know, I first started working here when I was in college, when I was a student at the University of Minnesota. So I grew up in a little town in southern Minnesota, a town I think you're probably familiar with. You've driven through it on your way to Sioux Falls, Tremont, Minnesota. But
oh, sure. Been through Tremont many times.
Even before meeting Sid, Sid certainly had an impact on my life, because I blame him for the fact that my grades were so poor in high school. during junior high and high school, during our study hall periods, I would go to the library and just read the paper and read his column. And I was just listening to you talk about how you wanted to work at CCO, and from the time I was in ninth grade on, I wanted to work in newspapers, and that's what I wanted to do, and this is where I wanted to work. And I still remember distinctively, you know, I've been listening yesterday and today, and people talking about the first time they met Sid. My first day as a copy aide, a lowly copy aide in the sports department in the fall of 1978, was introduced to Sid on my first day of work, and Sid's first words to me were, "Where do we get this genius?" So, you know, it's probably pretty typical for a lot of our copy aides through the years. But, I've been here off and on. I've done three tours of duty here now, but I've now been back here since the year 2000. So, I've known Sid a long time.
Yeah, and having a chance to work with Sid in his time in the newsroom, and this is the thing that stands out to me the most, that to do it that long and continue to have the passion for the work that he did to the very end is really, really impressive. That has to stand out for you as well, Joel.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm in a group called SABRE, Society for American Baseball Research, and, you know, I love baseball numbers and statistics, and, you know, sports writers have to rely on statistics sometimes. And the statistics about Sid's career, a couple of years ago, he was nearing an anniversary here, and so I decided to try to find out how many bylines Sid had had in the newspaper. And it took a little bit of work. We've got an electronic library in the newsroom that goes back to 1986. So that was easy to, you could just search for his name and it'll tell you how many times his name comes up. But he did his first newspaper job was for a paper called the Minneapolis Times. Now the Times was owned by the Coles family and it was a sister publication of the Tribune, but we don't have microfilm of the Times. So to find out how many bylines he had in the Times, I went over to the History Center in St. Paul, and over a couple of months, I made trips over there and looked at 4 years of microfilm and found all of his bylines. And so I just kept counting and adding up and adding up, and we came up with a total. And, you know, there's a lot of legendary sports writers, and I think every region of the country has legendary sports writers. And, you know, you think of guys like Jim Murray or Blackie Sherrod or Furman Bisher in Atlanta. None of them. Furman Bisher has long been considered the king of sports writers. during his stint in Atlanta, 50 years in Atlanta, he had over 15,000 violins. And I haven't been able to come up find anybody that wrote more than Sid did. And it's just remarkable. You know, he ended up, his column in the Sunday paper was byline number 21,235. And, the other thing that stuck out, the Sunday's column was 10 days shy of the 76th anniversary of his first byline for this company. So you think of that, just 10 days shy of 76 years at this company, and it's just remarkable, just incredible.
Yeah, it is remarkable longevity, and you think about all of the interviews. And earlier today, I got a kick out of what Joe Maurer had to say. And I hadn't thought about it this way. Joe Maurer was on just before 6 o'clock with Joe Nathan and Twins president Dave St. Peter. And Joe brought something up I had never thought about, the old tape recorder he carried around. And for my 23 years at CCO, he had that old-school tape recorder with the push-button, analog 100% in the microphone. And Joe wondered aloud, where are all those tapes? And I really hadn't thought about it that way.
But well, you know,
the tapes, the batteries, etc.
You know, it's funny. One of my jobs for a good deal of my time at the Star Tribune, and there's been other people that have done it and have done it since I stopped. But all those tapes he brought back to the office, a news assistant or a clerk had to transcribe them for him. And you know, there's been dozens of copy age through the years that have done that. But I spent a significant amount of my time in the early years, you know, transcribing those tapes. And those tapes would get recycled and reused. And they'd, you know, for years there'd be boxes sitting in his office of just sure. all these old tapes. And, yeah, you know, that it was amazing. We've had people spend an awful lot of time transcribing those tapes. But, and, you know, he would bring back, you know, his Tuesdays were always the days that he went around to the U and to Winter Park and to the Twins, and he'd get 10 to 15 interviews, or say a Sunday, a Viking post game, or, you know, he'd get 10 to 15 interviews. So there were a lot of tapes to do, but being such a sports fan, and it was fun just to sit and listen to these as you transcribed them. So no, it was really a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and even the sports huddle on Sunday, you know, he always was very careful to make sure that all the tapes existed from all his interviews on the sports huddle. He wanted that archived. He wanted that content. It was incredibly important to Sid. And this is maybe a lesson that I took, and I think anybody can take from Sid Hartman and people that consider themselves a hard worker. He had, even 23 years ago when I started, you know, 77-year-old man, had absolutely nothing to prove in the newspaper or radio business. Absolutely nothing to prove. But still, I got the sense, even when I had the rare opportunity to sit in on the sports huddle when Dave Mona wasn't available, or in later years, Mike Max and Dave Mona were traveling, and I would have a chance to sit in with Sid, how seriously he took every opportunity to be on the air. And I would assume on the flip side, you know, every piece he took seriously and wanted to make sure that, you know, he had good content in whatever piece he had in the paper.
Well, you know, I think, and I saw a quote from our former sports editor, Glenn Crevier, talking about this too. Sid didn't want to take any days off. He didn't want to take any vacation. And what you just said, that is what drove him, though. He did wake up every morning thinking he had something to prove, if it was just to himself. Right. I've heard Chad say that there was just enough insecurity that he just really still thought he had to prove himself, and that's what drove him. You know, the story he always told that legendary college football coach Bear Bryant, you know, Bear coached a long, long time, and when he finally retired, sadly, about 6 months after he retired, I might be off on that a little bit, but not long after he retired, he passed away. And Sid would always say, see, that's what happened when you retire. So, you know, Sid continued doing what he loved, and he had loved it for, you know, 76 years. He continued doing it until the end. So God bless him for it.
Yeah, an amazing career. His final byline, October 18th, 2020. Joel, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
There he is, Joel Ripple from the Star Tribune.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.